This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So,
Cyrus Jones lived forever. Great.
My dad's grandmother lived to 103.
When you dig my grave.
Called her Ma Jones. Her name was Moon Jones.
So I can feel
grave digger. Won't be a lot of folks living to 103 now, though. They're going to euthanize people. I got that video next segment. Most horrifying stuff you've ever seen. The disabled being begging not for vaccines, the police jamming needles in their arms illegally in California, which is the beta test for the rest of the country. But the full Project Veritas video is at Infowars.com, and it's also at ProjectVeritas.com. I'm not in competition with Project Veritas. I invite them on to plug. They're the best place to whistleblow because they get so much of it actually on the air. We're trying to organize to do that more because there's so many stories, and you can send us tips at InfoWarsTips@ProtonMail.com. We are checking those, and we are in McAllen area of the border for the next week and other areas of Texas. So if you want to whistleblow, you want to talk to us, off record, we're excellent at that. We will keep you secret, and we'll also put you in touch with Veritas, and I can call James O'Keefe up if it's fallen through the cracks. I can also, something's really big, I'll end up usually handing it over to them. So we're not here in competition with Tucker Carlson or James O'Keefe or anybody. So much other conservative media is in competition. And I can tell you Carlson isn't. I can tell you Veritas isn't. We're fighting for this country to survive. So here's a few minutes from their big CNN report. CNN director admits network engaged in propaganda to remove Trump from presidency. Our focus was to get Trump out of office and then to stage stuff and make Biden look like a tough guy that's healthy. Here it is.
I think we got him through this term. We would always show shots of him jogging, him in aviator shades, and like you paint him as a young geriatric.
We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. So I think that's probably it.
Look what we did. We got from that. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it. If it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear? Like climate?
Yeah, fear sells. Fear sells.
No one ever says those things out loud, but it's obvious.
Years. We've heard that CNN is the most trusted name in news, but a CNN director is on tape telling us that their propaganda, helping a certain political candidate, employees admitting what we've always known to be true.
Trump was 10 was shaking or whatever. We brought in like so many medical people to like all tell a story that like it was all speculation. That he was like neurologically damaged, like that he was losing it, he's unfit to, you know, whatever. We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about.
I think there's just like a COVID fatigue, so like whenever a new story comes up, they're going to latch onto it. They've already announced in her office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate. It's going to be our focus. Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness. Head of the network, like, just...
Who's that? Is that her?
Yeah.
Climate change is going to be the next COVID machine. We're going to hone in on it.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was.
And that's the question, Mr. Zucker. Why is it so important to hide the truth of what you're really trying to do?
Absolutely. A criminal organization trying to cause race wars in America, trying to get our guns, trying to deceive us on every level. and then it's force-fed into buses, trains, airplanes, hotels, bars, airports. It's just the enemy of the people. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones are a pretty dark occultic group, but some of their songs are powerful because the humanity still is shining through. But that was the Rolling Stones 30, 40, 50 years ago. They are now geriatric globalist, geriatric Satanist. And Mick Jagger has come out with a new song. Here are the lyrics. We took it on the chin. The numbers were so grim. Bossed around by pricks. Stiffen upper lips. Pacing in the yard. You're trying to take the mick. You just think I'm really thick. Looking at the graphs with the magnifying glass, cancel all the tours, football, fake applause, no more travel brochures, looking out from these prison walls, you've got to rob Peter if you're paying Paul. And it goes on to say, take your vaccine, we're going to be prisoners till you do it. That's right. Mick Jagger sends up anti-vaxxers in surprise new COVID song, Easy Sleazy. So I guess we're sleazy and bad because we don't want experimental poison vaccines. Or is it the opposite? Is he being anti-vax? And did the media just spin that? What's really going on there with Mick Jagger? Maybe he's being pro anti-vaxxer. The way the media is spinning it is, did Mick Jagger decide to try to save his soul? Did he decide to not join with Satan? Because as many times as I've seen mainstream media come out with lies and disinformation, I should know never to believe their headlines. Because the headlines are Mick Jagger has got a pro-vax story, but you read the lyrics, it's the opposite. I'm going to cover this coming up at the bottom of the hour when I can wrap my mind around it, because I'm sitting here during the breaks trying to read these stories as fast as they come in, and who knows if this stuff's even true. I like Matthew McConaughey. I've met Matthew McConaughey a couple times. He's a fellow Austinite. And there's another article right here saying he's pro-vaccine. Maybe he is. I like President Trump, but he went along with the vaccine to try to get things moving again. I don't think that Trump's a bad guy. I think he was misled, but still, it's a terrible folly. So maybe Mick Jagger isn't a devil worshiper after all. We'll get to the bottom of that at the bottom of the hour here on the Alex Jones Show. But here is what I do know. Here is what I do understand. The reality of the fact that we're on a controlled planet with these globalists trying to play God is coming out. And that's just a fact. And so we're going to be looking at that coming up. And as the world turns, you're going to see people that were on the bad guy side turn towards the light. You're going to see those that were on the good guy side turn towards the dark. But the most important thing to do is admit when we go off half-cocked, like I just did. That's right. I'm sitting here during the break, reading over a bunch of articles, checking it, saw a headline saying Mick Jagger puts out a pro-vaccine rant. I come out here and attack him on legitimate fronts. Then I actually start reading it. He's attacking Bill Gates and says, don't take the vaccine. Or then later the lyrics sound like maybe he says, do take it. I'm going to have to figure this out and tell you coming up bottom of the hour. Very, very important. And I really want to also shift gears here. And I want to talk about the collapsing border and what our crew is doing at the border and just how amazing the footage is that they're shooting at the border, and premiere some of that here in just a moment on the Alex Jones Show. And then we've got this document. Another document from John Hopkins that is horrifying. And then when I read over the document yesterday, and again some today, and read an article that Jamie White wrote at InfoWars.com that boils it down nicely, it freaked me out even more, as if the stress level couldn't be any higher for all of us, as we discover all this, that they have been pre-programming. And much of what I read in the report, they've already said in other ways. And so I'm pretty sure they're going to go operational with this, with the Great Reset financially, with a worldwide collapse that wipes out your money digitally, and so they can basically steal your money from you and then, quote, later figure out what happened to your money and only give you part of it back. I mean, there's nothing these swindlers won't do if they think they can get away with it. And they control Interpol, and they control the FBI, and they control most of the states in the U.S., and Soros has got most of the attorney generals and most of the district attorneys. And so they can basically pretty much do anything at this point. God help us. I mean, we are at that point where the authoritarians always go into an orgy of corruption and an orgy of evil. And I just pray that somehow we can have an awakening and say no to this. Because people ask, what level will tyrants go to? Thomas Jefferson rightly said, to whatever level you will accept. He was asked, what is the limit of tyrants? He said, whatever you submit to, someone out there will want to push you to that point. There are evil, bad people in the world that want control and want to enslave and want to dumb down and want to dominate. That's their nature. And those of us that aren't like them tend to project who we are onto them, and that's why we get hurt. Most victims of crime got lured into it because they projected their own goodness onto the bad guys. There are a lot of corrupt, evil people. There's also folks that have been hurt by the system who decide to join it. It's like the song No More Mr. Nice Guy, Alice Cooper. Everybody's mean to him, so he becomes a mean person. He adopts what was done to him to be worse than those that abused him. Instead of transcending that and organizing people to be good and helpful and loving, which America got to the greatest level of, we weren't perfect, but it was real, chivalry and honor and strength, building communities based on that. But instead, that's all been thrown out on the wayside, and now we're in a deep crisis. Okay, I played this at the very start of the show, but I haven't addressed it yet. Shock video, cops force vaccinate special needs girls in statewide Operation Homebound in California. This is all UN-directed beta test. Operation Homebound, of course, it's California, basically going in with the police and intimidating people into taking vaccines. More criminal activity. And we're going to be looking at Senator Rand Paul saying Fauci is a fraud and a petty dictator, a petty tyrant. He's now calling him a tyrant. Absolutely, that's the spirit. That's how you beat him. You call a spade a spade. We also have FDA and CDC recommending a pause on J&J COVID-19 vaccines because there are so many deaths happening. They call it one death. That's the spin. No, that's in one area. So there's so much more coming up on the other side. Please don't forget, we've got a big initiative I'm running right now. My instrumental, seminal film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, more important now than when I made it 14 years ago, because about 90% of it has come true. This is really waking people up. And so John the Revelator warned us 2,000 years ago. I warned you 14 years ago, not from revelation, but from research. And it's all here. We're selling it as low as $3.95 a piece. When you get 10 of them or more, they're $3.95 a piece. That way we make a few bucks to fund our operation, literally like $2 or something. But then you get it at cost. You can buy one copy for $14.95, two copies for $9.95, and it just goes down to $3.95 a piece. Give them to the library, give them to friends, family, neighbors. Tell them, hey, this is the forbidden information. This is the guy that predicted it all 14 years ago. And all the DVDs have a zero country code, meaning anywhere in the world, Australia, Germany, Russia, Mexico, Chile. You can make copies, burn them, and say, here's what you're not supposed to know, and give them to people. Infowarsstore.com, a limited time at these prices, and it helps fund our operation. In-game blueprint global enslavement, Infowarsstore.com. And there's only a few days left. You can buy the mineral fusion 40% off because it's selling out at Infowarsstore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are witnessing the controlled demolition of every free nation on earth. To make way for the transhumanist post-human era. So let me run through some headlines for you that are live right now at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us. Shock video. Cops force vax... Now, listen, this is so important. Shock video. Cops force vaccinate special needs girls in statewide Operation Homebound program. We'll play that for you here in a moment. We have Senator Rand Paul tweeting, Fauci continues to ignore 100 years of vaccine science. His only real theme is do what I say, even when it makes no sense. If you're recovered or been vaccinated, go about your life. Eat, drink, work, open the schools. Enough with the petty tyrants. But go all the way. Talk about how he ran the Wuhan lab with Bill Gates. Talk about the UN. Talk about the New World Order. Talk about China bragging that they're open for business. We're not. Talk about Klaus Schwab bragging it's the Great Reset. I mean, these people are out in the open. But see, you get attacked if you talk about replacement migration or Fauci running Wuhan. But hey, good job to Daily Caller. 14 months after we broke it, 6 months after Newsweek even reported it, they came out and said Fauci should be investigated for running 11 programs at Wuhan, including coronavirus gain-of-function programs. And now it's in the Johns Hopkins document. We covered yesterday, that's the main group that honchos this, that they'd already tested all these coronaviruses in animals for industrial use. They just didn't call it COVID-19. And they knew it killed a bunch of animals in tests and studies, including in ferret tests, all of them. That's why the former chief scientist at Pfizer went public last year and said this is madness, and again this week and says it's a depopulation program, because now he's been able to study the data and confirm what he thought up front. That it's depopulation. Do you understand what that means? We've got tens of thousands of people in the U.S. alone and in Europe that have died right after they got the shot that we know of. They only count maybe 1 out of 100 that dies as dying from it. So they've got in Europe over 4,000 a month ago, no new numbers. Over 2,000 in the U.S. a month ago, no new numbers are out. So if it's 100 times that, and I know a bunch of people that died from it, well, yeah, you know, Dad took it and he died a day later, but we're not sure. He started having convulsions when he got home and his liver failed. I mean, come on. It's like a rattlesnake bites you in the Arizona desert and your leg falls off a week later and you die. You're like, well, we don't know. The rattlesnake is what killed him. You know, it bit him and then he got real sick. We don't know if it's that vodka got him drunk. Yeah, that truck ran over my neighbor in the street at 50 miles an hour and he died, but we're not sure the truck did it. A lot of people die within minutes of taking it. It's called tyranny. But see, no one can admit that they're actually killing us. Gee, Bill Gates, his whole life, a modern life, adult life, said he wants to kill people and bring in world government. His dad ran Planned Parenthood, and they run this big eugenics global program. He's been kicked out of 30-something countries and has been caught giving people polio all over the world. That's Reuters. And it's like, oh, gee, wants to hurt us. But look at this headline. FDA and CDC recommending a pause on J&J COVID-19 vaccine over rare blood clotting issues. Oh, it's very rare. And the headline on Drudge is, you know, oh, they say one woman died. When you actually read the town hall article and it goes to the VARS reporting system or VAERS, it's thousands getting sick, hundreds died, but they're only saying one woman died for sure from it. It's like, okay, one person died, one's in critical. Devastating blow to J&J. And J&J is a virus vector. So it's the same thing as mRNA or beyond it, because it takes a virus into your cell to reprogram your cell, not to teach your cell how to know how to beat viruses, but to teach your cell how to operate the way it wants. It takes your damn cells over. Biden's America is starting to look like Nazi Germany. Operation Homebound. We're going to play that clip in a moment. The mentally retarded girls begging, saying they don't want it, but oh, they don't have their rights. I guess they have a guardian because they're childlike. Oh, that's why they want children, though, to have the right to bypass their parents and take vaccines. But I thought a child doesn't have conformed consent because they're not of age to decide. See how they play both ways? Oh, you're Down syndrome. You're 25, 30 years old, but you don't get to decide. We're going to give it to you. But oh, if you're a 10-year-old in California, we're going to give it to you because mommy and daddy won't let you. You can decide. See how it works? And that poor young lady may have an extra chromosome, but she's still a human being, and she's got better common sense than these idiots. Their little military outfits do. Like, let's go ahead and just roll that video. Here it is. Now you're gonna die soon.
It's okay, Shirley. It's okay, love. It's okay. Just let her relax. Okay.
She's autistic, probably from vaccines.
Let her come
you
back.
Don't want more of what we did to you? Come here, sweetie pie. Yeah, we already got you when you were little.
Shirley, oh,
get you again.
Very good.
You don't want more of it?
Good job, Shirley.
The police come to your house and intimidate your family to do it. It's all color law gaslighting.
Oh.
Now it's going to be dozens of years before us, and you'll be dead soon. Oh, liberal. There you go, the old folks that don't know what's going on. Oh, good. Pat you on the head. Oh, here you go. Oh, you're not doing too well? You're paralyzed? Well, you're not going to be in pain much longer.
Piece of cake.
Everybody's wearing their masks. They're all good.
It's okay, huh?
Good. Now you're safe. Now you're safe. Bill Gates says get rid of the infirm and the old. Oh, we keep the babies comfortable and harvest their organs. Oh, we're liberal. Oh, you're autistic? Oh, we didn't finish you off? Oh, you've got some kind of neurological disorder. The vaccine's causing mass. Well, here, he's got a nice little Jewish star on him. They stick a little Jewish star on you when they're done. Like, we got you. But, oh, these are all just hero liberals that are part of the system and promoted because they follow orders. And they don't look at all the statistics for all the top scientists warning what's going on. It's like, oh, you've got muscular dystrophy. Oh, you've got a neurological disorder. Here you go. It doesn't matter. The literature says it's even worse for you. Here you go. And if he dies, they won't feel bad because they're heroes. They're all big, big heroes. We've got more for you. Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear what Biden approved. We'll tell you about that when we come back. They admit it's really, really bad for you, but it's okay. Because he's living. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off Sign up for auto shipping. Your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher. Put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors. And just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Owen Schroyer from the Texas-Mexico border on a very important secret mission joining us. Coming up next segment, and Paul Joseph Watson to get into the year-plus lockdown, the vaccine passports, the bizarreness, the death of Prince Philip, and so much more in the third hour today. He'll be hosting the fourth hour on Wednesday. But I want to give you some good news. There's major pushback by some cities and towns and by legislatures. There's an article from the Von Mises Institute on InfoWars.com that lays this out. State legislatures are finally limiting governors' emergency powers, but only some of them. And that's why you've got all these Caribbean islands and all Asian countries and African countries, it doesn't matter, and European countries. Humans are all the same at the end of the day when it comes to behavior. We might look different, but that's about as far as it goes. We act the same. People are people, and you've got people power grabbing everywhere. It's mainly liberals, communists, and socialists that are doing it. Trying to put Bolsonaro in jail now because he didn't lock the country down. They're all hyping up record deaths and all this crap because the medical system's not run by the government. And I'm not saying it should be run by the government, but it's run by corporations that are as big and bad as the government, in fact, bigger and badder, and who are above the law. And that's what globalism is corporations acting as government. So how do libertarians deal with that? I'm not against libertarian thinking in general. I'm just saying it's like communism totally doesn't work at any level and is a total fraud and creates a dictatorship instantly. Well, libertarian ideas and social constructs could work, I guess, at some level. And if you had a very moral society that didn't let corporations get out of control, you had some check on them, then you could have maybe a total libertarian society. But that doesn't take human nature into account. So libertarianism, big L libertarianism, is just as unfeasible and workable as communism. The dog doesn't hunt. The fish don't swim. The gun don't shoot. That's just the way it works. I mean, our government's withering away and can do nothing, and big tech and all these companies are becoming governmental and shutting down their competition and waging war, and the government's like, oh, if you're an illegal alien, you can fly all you want. Citizens, you can't. The social contract is broken. The total fraud is here. And I don't want a big government. I want one just big enough to arbitrate for me, we the people, with juries and voting and things like that. Notice it's all those things that are going to be taken away. I'm going to play dozens of pregnant illegal immigrants. It's an anchor baby train. I arrive in dark of the night at the Texas border and illegally cross. So we're going to play that in a moment. But first, let's get back into these articles. Rand Paul, Fauci is a petty tyrant. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, it's like this Travis County judge. She just so happens to be my family court judge. And you know what? I don't care if she's over my family court cases. I'm going to go protest Judge Livingston. And not because she's on my family court cases. Because she said last week in hearings, that somebody get the Houston Chronicle, Austin Chronicle has a quote sent for me, that, oh, your rights don't extend when it hurts other people, so you're a virus carrier, you got to wear a mask forever, when the real numbers show bacterial disease from the mask is way over any COVID virus, and the studies show breathing on each other makes you way healthier, but oh no, I'm dirty, I'm bad, I got to wear a burqa. No, I don't. And reopen the Travis County courthouse. She's helping keep it locked down so she can work from home forever. So, you know, and here's the thing. I can't go protest Judge Livingston at the courthouse because she never gets over there. I'm going to have to go to her house. I don't care how she rules with my children. Because you got to be all in on this. You know, all these conservatives are... Oh, that brings me to this. Governor Newsom, this psychotic worm, demon, that has all his restaurants and things open for the last year, everybody else are closed, just see what he can get away with. They've got the recall numbers now. People put their driver's license numbers, they put their info on, but that only goes to the state agency. Now the Democrats want it to dox and harass everyone, and now the legislature is moving forward to allow just that. In fact, I saw the breaking news where they're authorizing giving your info over to them. Well, here's the deal. Let them put the millions of people that signed it online. Let them try to target you all. Let them come and take it. That's the point. You can't keep giving in to the intimidation. You can't keep bowing down to the garbage. You can't keep letting them rule over you because it only gets worse the more you bow down to it. Unbelievable. Here's some of the other headlines here. UK faces ticking time bomb of missed cancer cases, study finds. Yeah, none of the insurance companies, none of the government agencies have to give care the last year for people that paid taxes their whole life in a social system because of the lockdown. They all sat on their asses and done TikTok videos. Other videos, UK police rammed down door, arrest man for violating COVID rules. They'll arrest the Muslims. Big tech is censoring science because COVID-19 panic made them rich and destroyed their competition. Yeah. China blasts U.S. handling of COVID-19. DARPA unveils COVID microchip. Claims it doesn't surveil you, it just tracks you. And they got some DARPA mad scientist on there, you know, wanting to turn our military into these cyborg robots. I mean, that's what this is a mad scientist taking over. Let's go to some of Owen Schroeder and the crew last night in McAllen, Texas, right on the border, where you have these women, because it's all different groups. It'll be men get off one bus, unaccompanied women on another, women with children on another, pregnant women on another, because they're being sent to be farmed out to different Democratic Party organizations that have basically bid on them. I mean, who knows? Some of the children will probably have their blood siphoned off. We know that's happening for rich people. I told you that years ago. Now it's mainstream news. Everybody's freaking out. But here it is.
This is the illegal immigrant operation, and they're running 36 pregnant women and a bunch of other mothers and children up to the Catholic facilities right now as we speak. They tried to call the police to get media off the property, and the police know that what they're doing is trying to stop our First Amendment right from happening. So here you go, folks. This happens all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Take a look for yourself. Look at how young some of these pregnant girls are. What is happening to them? This is absolutely heartbreaking. This is Lenore. Stand on. Absolutely.
I mean, this is not dozens. This is like 30-plus women all that day. Have babies with them and who are pregnant. Again, every one of them pregnant.
All night.
Some of these women look like they're 12 years old. And so you get pregnant.
And they want to tell you the
You come here, you have a baby. The baby's a citizen. It's the anchor. She stays. Then the whole family comes up. Her other 8 kids or whatever. And then you pay for it.
For the entire operation. Think about
and that. Every person,
if what they're doing here,
every so person,
why do they hate that the media is here?
That is able to get into places like New York, it's $15,000 extra from taxpayers. They go, oh, feel sorry for them. They know we have a big heart. This is all a UN takeover. These people will be kept under Democrat control. They'll be kept in sweatshops forever. Their children will be farmed out. Some will disappear. The Senate report found 10,000 plus placed with sex traffickers. And the system is absolutely horrified of us. The system has issued the order, Bill Gates has issued the order, that I'm to be destroyed. They have us under full federal surveillance, everything. And that's okay, because I'll never be a child molester like you guys. I'll never be a devil worshiper like you guys. I'll never be a coward like you guys. And so you can burn in hell. But I'm telling you, they're getting ready to take everything down. This is the full collapse of the country, total lawlessness. The illegal aliens, children are just handed off to smugglers on the airplanes, flown. TSA is not allowed to check documents. FBI says you're not to do background checks so the crime can be committed. The FBI is now the number one criminal organization in the world. The FBI is now fully criminal. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Take that site and rework it. That would be a totally different site, just covering the COVID bubble lockdown. You guys have the works. I thank you all for your support. That's where your money goes. Our crew on the border right now doing a great job filing incredible reports every hour or so. They're just bombshell. And then if you carry the ball and share it, get it out to others, and re-upload it at Twitter, Facebook, all this is copyright free. More power to you. It's all posted again at Infowars.com. And, of course, the globalists are now announcing actually the mask is forever. CNN, AP, Reuters, they're all saying this is never going to stop. This was never going to stop. It's their authoritarian takeover. It's you're dirty, you're bad, you're filthy. We got to test you. We got to put chips in you. We got to track you. You got to take all these vaccines. And you're like, well, why would they then give them to us if so many people get sick and die? That's going to hurt the globalists. They're testing to see how much they can hurt you and get away with. This is all a test, and if we go along with it, then that ensures more of an assault. So submission is death. Resistance is victory. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Now, let's roll this for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. This is Owen Schroyer and crew. Last night, it's at man.video, dozens of pregnant illegal immigrants arrive in the dark of the night in Texas. And these are anchor babies. This is more than 20 women off a bus, all pregnant. When I see those pregnant women, when I see those women marching by, just one shipment every, 15 minutes being dropped off, what do I see? I see total organization by the UN at refugee centers in Guatemala. Almost all these women are from Central and South America. They have gone. They have paid the UN to get here. They have set up with NGOs, non-governmental organizations on this end. They have cell phones. And they pay thousands of dollars to the UN. The UN already has taxpayer money, the State Department. They get here. Then their phones are taken. And in most cases, their families are broken up, including children, and are sent to different people. This is human smuggling. It's in the news. We have Senate reports, and we caught it on tape last week. And we had undercover people inside that we'll have those interviews out soon, where there are men there saying, I paid your charity money. I want her, her, and her. And they go, yes, sir. We'll have the van here in 2 hours, and he's got the plane tickets ready to fly him back. And some of these men said they had vans ready to drive women back to Illinois and other states because they don't even want to have a record of being in an airport, even though they're not checking them. The FBI says, look, the FBI is a mafia, okay? The FBI is the big dog in America. It burns down the Waco church. It teaches us. It's our boss. And you could say, oh, was it good under Jig or Hoover, the G-men, all of it. Well, all I know is it's really bad now. And you just call the whole organization that, oh, it's the guys at the top only. Well, where are the FBI agents resigning or going public? Because they're mass smuggling women and children into sex slavery, medical stuff, you name it, and it's all on record. But the FBI's arrested, 450 people that were at the Capitol. And they say in the indictments, oh, he walked in when the police opened the doors and meandered around the Capitol. It's one thing if you indicted people that actually hurt cops or broke in or whatever, but most of those are your own provocateurs. No, no, no. Now the illegal aliens are waved on the planes. Their IDs aren't even checked. And everyone that went into that Capitol is being indicted. When the left storms capitals and throws fits everywhere constantly and burns down buildings and loots, Google the articles on Infowars.com, censored rioting so that you couldn't see that all over the country, ahead of the Chauvin trial, the Chauvin trial, in George Floyd. All right, let's go to Owen Schroyer. He got hooked up out there. He's going to tell us where he is. He said, hey, where do you want us to be? I said, wherever you want to be. You're the ones down there. So he's been all over the place. He's giving us a quick update from the Texas-Mexico border, where I'll be joining him soon. And a lot of incredible videos you posted last night.
Yeah, Alex, and we've still got multiple teams scouting the illegal immigration pipeline, but we decided to come down here right to the border where we're trying to link up with some other patriots, and there's some former military veterans that are trying to have a press conference out here to address this national security issue of the wide-open border. And as you can see behind me, Alex, we're at one of the spots here where they've stopped construction. So they still have some of the construction wiring up, and they still have some of the barricades up. And you can see to the left and the right the gaps that they have failed to finish constructing here at the southern border wall. So this is just another indication that as soon as the new administration got into the White House, they intentionally, as we knew they would, decided to have less border security, stop the construction of the wall. Apparently, it's not infrastructure. We've got a $2 trillion infrastructure bill that Biden is trying to get passed, and the wall is not even included. In fact, they made sure to leave funding for the wall out. But it's
and let's be clear, they are releasing people that are turned over to them on purpose. They know to turn themselves into Border Patrol now because then their IDs aren't even checked. They don't even meet with a judge. They are released to NGOs, and then their phones are taken away, and they're handed over to weird men. I mean, what could go wrong? This is incredible, Owen.
Yeah, and we've even got more footage that we're going to be uploading to band.video today, where the same woman with the Santa Muerte tattoo, that same woman who was engaged in suspicious activity when you guys were down there, the same woman who was trying to intimidate us when we were filming her a few weeks ago, now all of a sudden she's driving a cab, Alex. Now all of a sudden she has a cab license. Somehow she passed that certification overnight, and when we came up today into the alley where they're dropping and picking the kids up now because no one media filming, she tried to pull away. As soon as she saw our cameras, she tried to pull away with kids in the back. The door to the van was wide open as she was trying to speed away. Now, tell me, does that sound like some suspicious behavior to you, Alex, with kids in the back?
Well, listen, people, national media said that we were spinning things. No, they're the ones spinning. It's all illegal. Biden doesn't have the authority to do this. There's not even an executive order, which would be overturned. There's no law. He's violating current law. He's ordering them released without backgrounds. He's ordering them to be put on airplanes. And this woman, God knows who she is, they're not just cramming them in the backs of trunks now. Now she's driving off so fast that doors are hanging open with children, is what you're saying.
Yes, and we have it on footage. The HD is going to be up at band.video right now. The crew is getting it up there.
And that's going to be in the border crisis section. Oh, and that's the first question I should have asked you, because you guys haven't posted stuff since last night. Great job working so many hours. What else have you discovered since I talked to you last night?
So when I was I went out there this morning, Alex, and I was filming a report because we realized something last night just from kind of doing more scoping of the scene. That not only has the testing facility expanded, but the Catholic Charities facility has quadrupled in size. And now they have five storefronts on the entire block that they're running. This is a massive facility. And
so just since we were there 2 weeks ago and last week, suddenly it's just mushrooming everywhere.
Huge numbers. And you can see inside how they're lined up and they're all sitting against the wall, just stacked shoulder to shoulder. And it's like five storefronts wide. The building across the street is now vacant as well. We've been told that the Catholic Charities has interest in trying to rent that space as well. $7,500 a month was the price that we were told on that. So they're expanding their facilities in McAllen, Texas. And I think they're using this as a major hub for some sort of criminal activity.
This is the beta test for the rest of the country. This is going on all along the 2,300-mile border, but this is the epicenter. Stay there. I want to do five more minutes with you. I had a Paul Joseph Watson. I'll let you get back to what you're doing. But, folks, this is groundbreaking stuff, which the crew is doing a fabulous job, but you are just as important as we are. If you don't go to band.video, if you don't get the reports you think are most important and share them on your email, your text message, where they can't censor as much, or on Facebook or Twitter, re-download it. Upload it with your own name on it. We don't care. Get it out, folks. I see you doing it on Twitter. I see you doing it on Facebook. Beautiful job, folks. I see you on TikTok. Video of anchor baby mamas coming across the border at industrial level. I mean, it is just absolutely wild. And I see some of the criticism. Why are you showing children's faces? These children may never be seen again. They're using the mask to cover up the smuggling. I ordered the people to leave the faces up because this is illegal. And the Border Patrol has been ordered to do illegal activity, and Congress must act. This is incredible. They're letting them get on planes, everything, and disappearing into the hands of the Democrats, who then give $15,000 per legal alien. They're not giving that money to them. They're stealing it. Be right back.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.